3.2. How we will achieve it. 3.2.1. Policy priorities. Australia's disability strategy identifies policy priorities for each of the outcome areas. These policy priorities will be delivered through a series of three-year national targeted action plans. The Queensland Government has already committed to a number of actions in the targeted action plans. Queensland Government departments will also deliver on these priorities through their disability service plans. Each year, all actions in these documents will be consolidated into a progress report. Key to achieving good outcomes and creating a society that is inclusive of people with disability will be addressing, in our actions under this plan, the diversity of the disability community and the specific challenges faced by Queenslanders with disability in remote and regional locations. Australia's disability strategy's policy priorities are outlined below. Employment and financial security. 1. Increase employment of people with disability. 2. Improve the transition of young people with disability from education to employment. 3. Strengthen financial independence of people with disability. Inclusive homes and communities. 1. Increase the availability of affordable housing. 2. Housing is accessible and people with disability have choice and control about where they live, who they live with, and who comes into their home. 3. People with disability are able to fully participate in social, recreational, sporting, religious, and cultural life. 4. The built and natural environment is accessible. 5. Transport systems are accessible for the whole community. 6. Information and communication systems are accessible, reliable, and responsive. Safety, rights, and justice. 1. People with disability are safe and feel safe from violence, abuse, neglect, and exploitation. 2. Policies, processes, and programs provide better responses to people with disability who have experienced trauma. 3. Policies, processes, and programs for people with disability promote gender equality and prevent violence against groups at heightened risk, including women and their children. 4. The rights of people with disability are promoted, upheld, and protected. 5. People with disability have equal access to justice. 6. The criminal justice system responds effectively to the complex needs and vulnerabilities of people with disability. Personal and community support. 1. People with disability are able to access supports that meet their needs. 2. The National Disability Insurance Scheme provides eligible people with permanent and significant disability with access to reasonable and necessary disability supports. 3. The role of informal support is acknowledged and supported. 4. People with disability are supported to access assistive technology. Education and learning. 1. Children with disability can access and participate in high-quality early childhood education and care. 2. Build capability in the delivery of inclusive education to improve educational outcomes for school students with disability. 3. Improve pathways and accessibility to further education and training for people with disability. 4. People with disability have increased opportunities to participate in accessible and inclusive lifelong learning. Health and well-being. 1. All health service providers have the capabilities to meet the needs of people with disability. 2. Prevention and early intervention health services are timely, comprehensive, appropriate, and effective to support better overall health and well-being. 3. Mental health supports and services are appropriate, effective, and accessible for people with disability. 4. Disaster preparedness, risk management plans, and public emergency responses are inclusive of people with disability and support their physical and mental health and well-being. Community attitudes. 1. Employers value the contribution people with disability make to the workforce and recognise the benefits of employing people with disability. 2. Key professional workforces are able to confidently and positively respond to people with disability. 3. Increase representation of people with disability in leadership roles. 4. Improving community attitudes to positively impact on policy priorities under the strategy. A full description of the policy priorities are on the Australia's Disability Strategy Hub website, https://www.disabilitygateway.gov.au/ADS.